This just in, Geddits have been banned in Tennessee. News to follow. This is the Perfect Pour.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. You better get word out there. We're gonna have to bail. We're gonna have to bail Rad Stacy out of there.
Yeah. Hashtag GoFundMe. 2023 bail out Rad Stacy.
Is this here a get it? Well, oh no, sir. We're just two women enjoying a beer. He's like, I don't know.
Smells like a get it to me.
Smells like a get it. You two are going in. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Rad Stacy's out on assignment. Hopefully not arrested for having
live in location.
Live in location in Nashville, and we're holding down the fort this week. So sorry to all the Rad Stacy fans. Just Nick and I.
Damn, it's boring.
So boring. We're going to be talking about the beers we had last week, beers we're looking out for, and the beers we're currently drinking. And we're going to tell you some culture things, and the listeners are going to call us, and they're going to tell us things, and we're going to listen to them. Before the show, I opened up a Slice Beer Company's Eternal Debauchery, a West Coast IPA, and it's a single, and it's, let me see, where's the Alex on this? They hit him.
Oh, it must not, Mickey, yes.
It must not be much, because they hid the Alex.
Yeah, under 4%, yeah, they don't need to declare, like, they don't need to disclose.
It's like, don't bother. Yeah, I can't.
Barely, it's just water.
Alex on it. Oh, there it is. 6.8. See, yeah, they hit it. They're like, yeah, 6.8. Nobody cares. What do you got going on there?
Started with a Rice Krispy Boys collab from Marty Brewing Company and Jackson Street Brewing Company, BA Cyclone, a donation. Made in Iowa.
I was going to say, is that Iowa beer?
It's an Iowa. Iowa.
How is that?
It was very much like laundry detergent.
Oh, that's good. I think that's the profile they're
soapy.
Going for.
Oh, had that soapy crispness.
Have you checked
I think
your
they,
glass?
They tried to get the alks too high.
Is that what happens? You get soapiness if you try to go.
Or they left cleanser in the vat.
Oopsie.
I don't know. What do I know?
I don't know. I don't know either.
Now I'm drinking Track 7's Acacia Didn't Know. It's a coffee IPA. IPA with Ethiopian acacia coffee.
Oh, I get it now.
And dry hopped with Mosaic.
Mm. You're a coffee connoisseur with the coffee IPA?
Ethiopia beans are my favorite. Mosaic is my favorite.
So
this beer? Yeah, I'll check in with you in 5 minutes.
All right, let it warm up. You like you like warm coffee.
It's the flavors are definitely separate. What's going on? Helicopter flying.
Louis barking at probably our cat. So
not a fence possum.
No, well, yeah, that's a nightly occurrence back there. That could be that as well.
Yeah. Penny Penny was harassing an opossum the other night.
This happens. It's either possum or cat. If Lou is barking, it means
more cat.
It means there's no humans. It means there's animals.
Yeah.
Louis doesn't tell us. Yeah,
when the critters come out.
Yeah. Louis doesn't tell us if humans are here. He only lets us know that animals are here. Like, thanks, Louis.
Thanks. He's helping. He's eating the bad rodents.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Not Louis, the possum.
He's scared. Yeah. Nicholas, do you have some culture to begin this program with?
I'm dying. I might need an allergy pill. Culture.
It's summer allergies.
Yeah, it is still allergy season in Fresno, in case you're wondering. Somehow, some way, our humid ass air lately is making things grow unseasonably wild. Okay.
The molds, the pollens.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Vine Pear checks in with the most checked in beer in every state on Untappd right now.
I already do that on my own, but all right. Vine Pear.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to find this data, so thank you. Well, okay, Mikey.
Throw in some key.
What's California's number one checked in beer then?
Number one Untappd checked in beer in California. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna just play the number game and go Sierra Pale.
Ooh, nice, nice. If I was on Family Feud, I'd be going, good answer.
Sierra Pale.
Good answer.
Show me good answer. Sierra. Ding. What the fuck? What the hell kind of audience is this? Isn't it when they poll the
Survey
audience,
isn't
the audience in the same audience that's sitting there? Or is it a different audience?
You think that's where their sample group is?
Because I'd turn around and go, what the fuck, you guys? What the hell is that?
Like the audience that day makes up all the answers. Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know it's not 805.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. I was like, 805. I was like, But it is nope. It is Untappd. It's not like craft beer necessarily. It is. Although craft, I would say Untappd is leans craft beer, but not all the time. So that opens it up to all beers. You know, I see people.
But it is still a little bit look at me.
Yeah.
So what's the most look at me beer in California?
Well, Pliny.
Well, there you go.
Well, Pliny ding, number ding, one. Ding.
Number one answer. Number one answer, Pliny the Elder.
Should have known.
Because
once in a while, somebody will check in.
You're being diplomatic. You're playing the odds.
Somebody will check in a Coors Light or something. And then the street cred is like rating it like a one star.
One star, not my style.
Yeah.
Like, family barbecue.
Yeah, I checked it in. I checked it in, but it's bad. Okay, see?
Yeah, the mountains weren't blue. Mm-hmm. I guess can we have a list of most purchased beers by every state? Because then Sierra Nevada Pale would probably be up high on that list.
Yeah, but I don't know anymore. I don't know. I mean, it'd still be a high, sadly. I always try to pay attention in the grocery store, like what people are buying, because that's your like everyday.
There's your sample.
Yeah, that's your real sample. What's going out in the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
It is the...
So, Mike, when you retire, you're just going to go merchandise the beer aisle yeah, at the market.
Yeah.
Is that your dream job? Dream retirement?
Sounds pretty good. I did notice that the market...
Well, I don't work here. I'm just messing around.
I just hang out. I do notice that the market has a... There's more people that are, like, not... Like, even older people, not beer geeks, will stop at those two inns. I mean, if you listen enough, you sort of realize this, these two inns of singles there at the, which is called the market. Wazoo only recently went there. Wazoo, who comes to Fresno once a month. And he was like, I thought you guys are always talking about a Whole Foods market and you're just calling it the market. I was like, no.
Like, we have some cool slang here in town.
No, for the store, the
Whole Foods
is an independent grocery store called The Market. It used to be called Catalanos, but yeah, it has these two ends of craft beer that are all single
with their own Yoshinos inside.
Oh, when it was Catalanos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could get a rice bowl and then do your grocery shopping.
They do a wine tasting. I haven't seen it. I think they might have stopped doing it.
The wine tasting?
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. I think they stopped. I think I heard some buzz about that. I love when they talk about local stuff.
Local stuff. Before we leave the local tangent, I saw a lady in there get on the phone. She's like, you want all six Plinies, right? You want all six
in the mix
pack. You want all six Plinies. Okay.
I've seen a version of that. I've not seen the Pliny. That's a nice one. The guy's just like, yeah, make a six pack of Plinies. Yeah. Somebody else asked me that, was like, maybe not quite aware of like how Plinies are sold. And they're like, do they have six packs of a Pliny? And I was like, No, you got to make those. But I was like, but you can make a discounted Pliny six-pack, a 10% discount on your Pliny six-pack. You're not going to get that at Whole Foods.
Yeah, it made me question it, but the sign does say mix or match.
Yeah.
Not mix and match.
Yeah, I've never seen it not work. And usually, if you go, at least one of the twin checkout guys, he'll confirm it for you. He's like, and your discount came off. I'm like, damn, yeah, sure, dude.
I notice those guys every freaking time now since you've said that. Like, now I'm like, oh my god, yeah, here they are. Checkout one and two.
And there's a metal chick there, an older woman though, but she's like, you could tell she's
I love gold.
Yeah, she's checked me out before.
Dark-haired woman, yeah, but she's older, but you could tell she's, you know, she's probably like an '80s metal.
She loves some Duran Duran. Morrissey. Oh, she's Morrissey, huh?
Nah, she's rock. She's rock.
Lita Ford?
Maybe. I just opened up another Slice Beer Company beer, a Dinosaur Bounce House Hazy IPA, and it's got the T-Rex style dinosaurs on the Bounce House looking dinosaurs on the label, and it is a Wazoo Corvette beer. It's a 6.9 on the Alks. And it's pretty good. I think it's got Mosaic and Nectaron. I think it's feeling like I might have waited a little too long to have this, but
oh man,
it's still good. So wait, what are we talking about?
Beers by state.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Since
Colorado, do you
Brad Stacey is in. Oh, yeah. Colorado. Okay.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Tennessee. I like where you're going.
Oh, Tennessee. Home Style by Bearded Iris Brewing.
All right.
Up to Colorado, Juice Drop from Breckenridge Brewery.
Okay.
Never once have I heard Colin and Janine mention that.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's weird. Unless we weren't listening, which is definitely possible.
A state I've never thought of for craft beer, Connecticut.
Yeah.
They have their Counterweight Brewing Headway IPA.
Yeah, I don't. That's the first. I feel like that's the first time I've heard that.
Let's see. Where else? Oh, Vermont. Heady Topper, obviously. Yeah,
duh.
But duh.
Oregon? I want to see. I wonder what Oregon would have. That's tough.
Is it? I'm going to say. Really Black, is. Black I would have never.
Black Butte? No, maybe not then, huh?
No.
I don't know.
Fort George Brewery,
okay.
Three-way IPA.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes sense.
New York, the great state of New York.
I heard it. Heard of it.
Sloop Brewing Juice Bomb.
Haven't heard of it.
Oh man. Oh, Mikey. Uh-oh. You're gonna love this. Massachusetts.
Boston.
No. Mm-hmm.
Lager.
But it's a seasonal.
Uh-oh. Oktoberfest.
It is Oktoberfest.
It's Oktoberfest, huh?
Oktoberfest. Most checked in in Massachusetts.
Yeah, they fought for the right to drink beer in October. The Germans did. Wait, that didn't sound right. never mind.
That's exactly why Oktoberfest started. I saw it on the History Channel.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Germans they started the Oktoberfest because they were pissed off. They started a war.
Yeah, it was the equivalent of the German Boston Tea Party.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that sounds accurate.
Dumping all the tea in the harbor so they could drink their beer.
Yep. Do you have Kansas there available? I'm curious about Kansas. Part of my heritage is Kansas.
You won't be once you figure out who it is.
Uh-oh. Is it Boulevard? No, it wouldn't be Boulevard.
It is Boulevard.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
I wouldn't know, though. I can't remember
Tropic Boulevard beers. Slam.
Nah.
Yeah, we never saw much from Boulevard, even.
We did for a while there, and then they got that really shitty PR guy, and then Take 7, that beer comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. Boulevard. Didn't they have the Pugachev's Cobra?
There was a lot of Boulevard in that that liquor store at Herndon and Marks.
Mm-hmm.
That back in the day when the craft beer was booming, they were like a big Boulevard place for some reason.
Was that Elite Liquor or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. I went back in there kind of recently, and it's not the same. It's still
next.
It's still above beer
starter kit.
Starter kit, thank you. It's been so long since we talked about starter kits. it's above starter kit level. It's at least another step up, but it's not what it used to be. Like most of the liquor stores have like completely
They've calmed down.
Ruined. Like if they still do, like Fig Tree. Another one I went into kind of recently, they still have all the same amount of space, but it's just like a garbage heap dump.
Oh shit!
It's just like
they won't relinquish it.
Yeah, they won't like fix it or anything. They'll just keep it going. And there's like beer from last year, and then maybe there's some beer from a few months ago, and then it's just like. And now I'm just scared to go in there because it's always it's always been the owner that's there. And so like, I feel like, well, I got to get something. So, and it's a struggle to find something that's like dated properly and that you still want to have.
Yes. Not the ones growing mold on the outside of the bottle. Spend
some time over there, and then they're like looking over at you, like, "Wait, what's going on over there? What are you doing?" Yeah. I'm like, "Sorry,
please buy that old stuff. Please buy the old geek." Stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I hate the ones that are they'll come out and like start explaining craft beer things to you. I'm like, I'm good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure it out.
Telling you, the cold doors are still in the old Bullard you save. We need to open up a shop.
Ooh, they're still in there. They haven't like mm-hmm. gutted that space.
They haven't gutted that one yet. They gutted the laundromat and the Asian restaurant. That one's gutted now.
Okay.
But Bullard you save, you look in there and there's still the cold doors.
Ooh. It's just waiting for us to make a move.
Waiting. Sell the booze and snacks.
Yep. Yeah, I wonder if we could get one of those little very quietly get a permit that we could open up beer, you know, people could drink beer in there.
In the shop. Oh man, that'd be cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Steven, 2024 goals.
That's too soon. Let's push that back a little. I need some more time. Need some more time to think about it and like
33
build it up.
2033 goals.
All right. Well, yeah. Now let's keep it in the 20s here. 29.
All right, 2029.
Look for the opening.
The perfect pour.
Bottle shop.
And tasting room.
And bottle shop and relaxation station.
Oh, man. Oh, happy endings.
See what happens when we don't have a third person to regulate us.
We get super Fresno-y.
Fresno-y. Everyone, all our Icelandic listeners, we're sorry, but if you ever come to Yosemite, we do have a world-class, we have three national parks to visit in this area mm-hmm. that you can base camp out of Fresno. So you'll be familiar with Fresno before you go to Yosemite. You can just, or Kings Canyon or Sequoia, you can get familiar and get the beer scene ready. And there is a brewery outside the gates of Yosemite at Southgate. So, and there's one in Mariposa as well. If you're coming up from the northern way, the San Franciscans come through Mariposa.
So
There is a 1820, 1850 something. The Mariposa brewery.
Oh, totally knew that.
What else? Where is there a state yet? You want to cut Florida? What Florida? We got a lot of Florida listeners.
Florida. High Life from Cigar City.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Hawaii is Big Swell from Maui Brewing.
Yeah, nice.
Hawaii.
Respect.
Alaska is 49th State Brewing Company Solstice IPA.
Oh, nice. Arizona. Yeah. What's Arizona?
And the list goes on. Arizona. Mother Road Brewing Company.
Ah.
Tower Station IPA.
Okay. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Spotted Cow from New Galarius.
I should have known that.
Standard. That's like their pale ale, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's their version. That's their That's as common as Sierra Nevada Pale is here, right?
Yeah. Too bad we can't get it here. Washington. One more. We'll go Washington.
Washington? The R is heavily pronounced. I don't know. Georgetown Brewing Company. Bod Hizafa.
Okay. The hell? That takes it for the weirdest one.
Yep. Where's Donnie to confirm this?
Donnie, what's up with that?
Donnie.
By the way, Donnie pushed along the message that the Elysian workers are unionizing. AB InBev's Elysian Brewing workers are unionizing, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. For the Hops Hounds, Squatters Craft Beers. Okay. Juicy New England style.
I can't remember hearing about that one. All right.
Yeah, lots of beers. Number ones. Have all the number ones.
Number ones. So, we
need to do a beers of the state kit.
Yeah.
Where you get all the top checked in beers.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck getting that together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're frustrated that the beer you want isn't number one, you got to start to check it in, people.
That's right. Start check it in more. People.
What else you got?
Besides the congestion?
Congestion.
The old adage. Mikey, you grew up in Fresno in the 90s, amongst other places.
Yeah, the 90s actually, the mid to late, yeah. Early 90s, I was in Los Angeles, so.
Okay,
early 90s, I was in Lakewood, Los Angeles County's Lakewood, California.
Did you grow up in the Clovis of L.A.?
No.
Were the signs brown?
No, they weren't brown.
No. Okay.
We're the forgotten wow. Suburb of L.A. Like, nobody talks about Lakewood. Talk about...
No, is that the first rule of Lakewood?
Yeah, nobody talks about Lakewood. People talk about Long Beach. You talk about... Compton, North Long Beach, Cypress, all those towns around us, but nobody says anything about Lakewood.
Damn it. Exclusive. Mm-hmm. Exclusive. Well, I'm guessing the saying was the same down there as it was up here. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah, and what's the second phrase in that?
Beer before liquor make you sicker.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that true? Did you abide by those rules?
Yeah, I know. I definitely heard that rule, and it felt like it was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's true, but as you get older, you figure out that It's just all the alks.
Right.
It's always the alks. And then the mic, it doesn't matter what it is necessarily, unless you might have an acute, there might be some liquor that rubs you the wrong way more than others. But for the most part, it's just the alks. And that when you're mixing, you're kind of, you're not keeping track of the alks as much.
So did you write this article?
Oh,
this
is amazing. Maybe I did because I've written a post. I've written a post on Mikey Top Board similar to it. So,
dang, well, Vine Pear's ripping you off because that's sounds exactly what they're saying.
Bitches.
It's not so much the order, it's how much.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you had of each?
Yeah. And when you're like bouncing back and forth between styles of alcohol, you're not, you lose track of like how heavy you're drinking. Much more than if you're just like, oh, I'm just drinking beer, or I'm just drinking wine, or I'm just drinking whiskey.
Yeah, and it's the manner of what you drink them, like you said. It, you know, beer, you're more casual with shots. Mm-hmm. Seem to go down faster and more frequently. And the more you do, the less you care about how much you do after that.
Yeah.
Your inhibition lowers, in other words. Right.
Yeah, and you're doing it in this condensed session, this condensed time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being, yeah, if you're mixing alcohol, you're usually in like a party setting of some sort, partying setting. So you're
party, not just Tuesday night at home.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what
I mean, not me,
that's what
but
gets
I've
you
heard.
Going. Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, and then you're not stopping to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You're not drinking mm-hmm. water. All the classic mistakes in your 20s, mistakes of your 20s, that I still do from time to time. Very much no better.
It's unavoidable. Unavoidable. Yeah, so they're saying the carbonation has a little bit to do with it. Mm-hmm. It can irritate your stomach lining and increase the rate of alcohol absorption. But for the most part, yeah, it doesn't matter. If too much is too much, no matter what the fuck you're drinking. So, yeah. Spoiler alert. Old wives' tale, not true, once again.
There it is.
But still fun to say. I think somebody has to be the guy to say it at least once.
Yeah.
At every occasion.
Do the Cliff Clavin. You know, actually,
yeah, actually,
it doesn't matter how the alcohol you're mixing, it's how much.
Clavinisms. Mm-hmm. Why have we not started that segment?
I don't know.
I think Matt would have loved that segment had we had initiated.
Matt,
that.
Could you like do like a just a
Clavinisms?
Just send it in when you get the time. I hope Matt checks in once in a while.
Like, let me see. I saw the Matt this weekend. It was rather pleasant to see him.
That's what most people say. I saw Matt. It was rather pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good?
That's my culture.
All right. Yeah, there's one thing to look out for if, for all those Icelandic tourists coming to Yosemite through Fresno.
Yes, all them.
Fresno County, there's a new beer bar now finally open. It's gotten through the hoops that Clovis was making it jump through.
Oh, yeah.
Backyard Social Club.
The Social Club.
Beer bar in Clovis. Fresno County. So there's a new beer geek place open. So it's not all about closing. Things can open still. Believe, if you just believe hard enough.
Of all people, my sister was actually there recently. She went
like,
before
I've been
I
here.
Did.
Have you been here, Nick? You're like, what?
What? And she enjoyed it. She said it was a rather nice place.
All right. A review. One of these episodes, we'll just have all the women that are involved in the show.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
We'll just have Rad Stacy. We'll have the producer. Mm-hmm. We'll have Karen. We'll have Lisa. All the peripheral. And we'll just listen.
She called.
Damn it. You guys already? Didn't hear that. You guys didn't hear that.
If I call you tonight and leave you a voicemail, will you drink all the beer and tell me your side?
That is a 24/7 voicemail line just waiting for you to leave a message. You can also email us perfectportpodcast@gmail.com and send an audio file to that, or just email us and we'll read it on the show. I like traditional voicemails, so I like to usually start with it, and we do have some, so that is convenient. And everybody, hold on. God dang it. How it works perfectly until this. It's
just until this show.
Until this show starts. Just, hopefully, I'll edit this out, but if I don't, hey, sorry.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Extra content where I'm pissed off. Oh my god. Snuggles the cat is trying to get on the show right now. I can't have time for this cat. Oh my god.
You just can't.
I can't have time for this.
You just can't.
Oh, hey, I just can't have time for this. Oh, my God.
What is it, 520? I don't know. The one where...
All right.
Hello, Perfect Four. This is Psycho Bear, and all I can say is, dang it.
Psycho.
Dang it. I just listened to episode, 520? I don't know. The one where the Nick 80 was going to a car show in the East Bay Concord. And Mikey Kapoor mentioned, you called me up and left me a voicemail. Paul and Psycho Bear. To go have a meet and greet with the Nick 80, and had I known, I would have been there. But
wow, that's why you gotta listen to immediately.
2 weeks later,
immediately.
Yeah. Anyways, last night I went to a little place called the Pint Size Lounge in San Rafael, and had a beautiful beer, Dissident from Deschutes, 2016. So good. And my friend Port Bob took care of that for me. Real nice.
Port
Got some beers from. Bellingham at a buddy went out there, a place called Wander Brewing. Anyways, other than that, hope everybody's doing well in Perfect Poor Land. And, had a Fontana Jim. Minnie did it. Anyways,
what?
He brought me some great beers. Still drinking them.
I was there.
Remember, check your dates and stay well. Later.
By Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear. Okay, next show, I'll tell you guys I'm coming.
Yeah, let them know. Come on.
So, yeah. August 2024.
Yeah, look, yeah. Put it on your 2024 calendar, which I hope, I hope Colin and Janine are going to be putting together again at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Record calendar. Every year they put it out. And it's available for sale. And I hope they'll do it again. And it's if you've got any important dates you think should be on a Perfect Pour calendar, you tell Colin and Janine. They'll get it on there. I'm already volunteering them to do it again this year. Or even thought about it, probably.
Didn't she make Colin do it last year?
Yeah, she's like, Colin, you know what? But then they, she comes in and does just like the producer is a great cook, but then, you know, once in a while I feel like, well, I should probably do something, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And like, so I'll start like, I'll make some chicken and I'll be the one. And she's, and like, after about 5 minutes, she's like, you know what? No, get out of here. Like, oh, well, I tried. See, I tried to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm not good.
You just smoke everything.
Yep. I'll smoke it. I don't even like smoking, really. It's just what the Traeger does.
It's the only thing you know how to use.
Yeah, so it's like, I know how to use this.
Eggs, smoke it.
Hi, guys. It's Hoppy Libations.
Hoppy.
And guess what? We're having a get it.
We're coming
in.
We're driving.
Well, Nashville. We hit up so many breweries.
Where were we just at?
Fate La Force is where we were just at. And that was awesome.
Belgian Mikey, listen, you'd love it. It was full of barnyards, just fucking
barnyard shit.
Belgian style.
It was good.
Oh, he's not here to hear it.
Bathing it.
I mean, Barrique was good too.
Barrique was awesome.
With all of the barnyard Belgian shit. Yeah.
Fabulous. So I won't be on the show tonight, guys. Well, I guess I am on the show tonight.
Technically, you're on the show tonight. Yeah.
I know. But. So sorry that it's been super boring right up until this moment when you got to hear my voice, everybody.
It was riveting. I'm sure.
But we've been having a great time. Yeah, it's really the coolest get it ever. You flew up here, I flew out here, and
it's been awesome.
Different reasons, but
yeah. Yeah. It was so good. No, we had a lot of fun. You know, we both did our separate shit, and then we did shit together, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and you would not believe the amount of beer that Happy Libations has in the trunk right now.
Oh, I believe.
Yeah.
We're getting 6 miles to the gallon.
About. Yeah, approximately correct.
So, yeah, I don't have much. How many minutes we have? We have like, what, we have 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You don't have to take up all the minutes, people.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, there was another brewery. Oh, yeah. Jackalope
was great. They have these amazing overalls, and I really wanted them, but they did not have them in my size.
Yeah, they have them in, like, little girl size, not woman size.
Yeah.
So, like, take note, Jackalope.
Yeah, but it is the epitome of go big or go home.
Yeah, their beer is super awesome.
Definitely.
And now I'm getting driven back to my hotel, which is so sweet.
I just missed my turn, actually.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep up the good work, guys.
Guys. Nashville.
Tennessee. Aw, thank you, guys. That was so nice.
Man. Yeah, it's dangerous for those two to hang out. They're going to start their own podcast and leave us.
You better not. She said, I'm going to burn this mother down. I said, you better not. That's so nice. Having to get it.
I mean, yeah, that's a pro get it right there.
Having to get it with a show host, that's big.
Guys. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I was just driving. I just pulled up at my house. Car's still running, so I guess it's not really driving, but engine's on. Well, anyway, I was just listening to the end of the latest show.
Yeah.
And before I forget, Red Stacy was inquiring, like would I refer to Red Stacy as chief? And yeah, if you're okay with it, sure. Like, There's actually a few women I know that like me to call him chief, or at least they're okay with it. But I would
call
say most
chief,
women I know,
Scotty B.
They ain't feeling the chief, you know. That's sounded sexual or something. Yeah, most women I know are
feeling the
chief. But anyway, sure, Rad Stacy, you're chief too. Everybody's a chief. It helps because I'm really terrible with names. I can't remember names for nothing. And that's about all I got. I had to get that in because I was thinking about it because I just listened to the podcast on that point, making a point. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I was driving. Sanger.
Sanger. Fresno County Sanger. Home of.
Yeah. What color are the signs in Sanger?
I don't know. Can't remember. I feel like they're blue, but I think that's inaccurate.
Perfect. So is it allowed then?
Yeah.
No turning around.
Nah, you can go right in, go right through. Nobody's stopping you. I opened up during Scotty B's call. I opened up a new beer and get this. What? It's from Urban Roots. Another Wazoo beer. Great. You're like, oh, Urban Roots. All right. What kind of IPA hazy?
What kind of beer is it?
It's a Baltic Porter. I'm drinking a Baltic Porter. Hey, guys. Wow. I'm drinking a Porter. A 7.6 on the Alks, which just feels like kind of high for a Porter. Maybe Baltic Porters go a little higher on the Alks. I don't know. But it's got the kind of Weezer glasses and.
Ah. That's some. Ooh, look at that color.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, Nick's like,
darn nice and dark.
This might have been something that was meant for Nick, maybe, but I've got it. So.
That's okay. I'm going to go get a juicy right now and drink that.
A juicy. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I am your host, Guy91. And of course, I am here with
Martino.
And we are, after a few other stops, currently in Croatia. Zadar, Croatia, to be exact. And and you can hear the cicadas.
I was going to say.
That are nonstop, apparently, in this country. We just came over to the mainland from the island of
Pashman.
And we visited a brewery in Zadar here, along with a brewery called
Brlog.
And did a flight. They had a flight of beer, which was good. A nice little chill locale outside of the touristy downtown area of Zadar. We walked a good 20 minutes to get there. And now we're walking back, and we've got a Baltic Porter from them. Oh, yeah, I have the brewery name right in my hand here. Oh, man. We're having a Baltic Porter on the street as we walk back. Nice and refreshing. We visited a cool brew pub. Deja Brew. And they had some actually really good beers. Probably the best IPA I've had in Croatia. With the dragon on the label there. After Dublin, we swung over to... we flew into Vienna, Austria, and went over to Bratislava, Slovakia, and spent a day or two in both cities. And then flew over here to Croatia for the next week. So,
no big deal.
Yeah, we'll be over here drinking some more Croatian beers and sailing around on a boat. I'm on a boat and I'm going fast. That's going to get really annoying to everybody else on the boat.
Hey, you heard this? I'm on a boat.
So figure we're checking with you guys here from Croatia. I think this might be a first Croatian voicemail. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Safe to
we'll
say.
See.
Well, guess that is the bottom of the keg for now. Because it's Sky 91.
And Martino.
Drank it. Croatia.
We'll check with the Perfect Pour historians on this, but I feel like that is our first Croatia call in.
Might be. It just might be.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boating with Beer. I am your host, Sky91, and of course, I am here with
Martino.
And we're on a boat, and we're going fast, and we are currently out in the middle of the Adriatic Sea on a boat. And of course, we've got a beer.
in our hands. What beer do we have here, Martina?
It's a Karlovacko, which is a beer since 1854. Not quite sure if it's...
Wow.
Hey, it's a 5%.
5%.
Still holds up.
It's a good summer beer.
1854.
It's a good boating beer. Keep you hydrated out on the boat because it's hot. It's hot out here.
Jump in the water.
Not as hot as some of the places in the U.S., I imagine.
Jump in.
For this New Englander, it's hot. Yeah, this is day 5 out here on the boat. We've been island hopping around, swimming in the water, visiting some local restaurants, which are called
Konoba. It's basically a tavern.
And been having some great seafood and meats and all kinds of delicious Croatian food here in the Adriatic Sea.
So many uniques, but
no. But we found a few.
Nice.
I just had a blueberry cider that was actually delicious. I really like that one. Unique. And have you been drinking a lot of Karlovacko and Lasko? And yeah, we had a mini keg of Heineken on the boat last night that we were mixing with Sprite for Radla.
Sprite to make it tolerable.
Yeah, very refreshing.
Yeah,
good way to drink Heinekens.
Yes. So you don't taste the Heineken.
More Sprite, please. Can you mix in more
situational Sprite? Situational beers mixed with Sprite. That's how you go. We'll be on the boat for another 2 days, and then we'll be back in Bratislava for a night. Find some more uniques there. There's a really good beer bar I wanted to try out that we didn't get to go to before. So we'll hit you up probably one more time before we come back. Maybe one in Bratislava since we didn't get a voicemail in there. Till then, though, that's the bottom of the sea. No, we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there. That's the bottom of the keg because it's Sky 91.
And Martino
drank it. I'm on a boat and I'm going fast and...
Hello, this is your captain speaking, and it's been brought to my attention that people are drinking Sprite with a Heineken, and don't do that. I don't like that, and I'm the captain, and I say don't do it. So, if there's anybody on this boat that's calling into a podcast, I'm throwing you off the boat immediately. I'm going to find you. I'm going to throw you off into the boat in the Adriatic Sea, wherever the fuck water we are on right now. I'm going to throw you in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep up the good work, everybody on the boat. Everybody but the people that are drinking Heineken with Sprite.
Hey, guys. I'm like, really distraught right now. And maybe you can relate, because I go to all these breweries and tap rooms, but I can never find a Pilsner. Why doesn't anybody make Pilsners anymore? I would want a Pilsner. Don't you want a Pilsner, too?
No.
Pilsner. Did I mention Pilsner?
Maybe.
You're so industry, Scotty B. Well, sorry, Rad Stacy's not here to back that up. I couldn't give a shit about a Pilsner.
Forget your Pilsner.
I'm good. I don't need a Pilsner. I feel like Nick's on the same wavelength on this one.
I second that.
Yeah. I'll have a Peroni.
Yeah.
Nice beer. I'm not saying there aren't nice Pilsners.
Uh-huh.
But every Pilsner, for me, every single Pilsner is a situational beer. They are all situational. 100% of the time, a Pilsner is situational.
See a Pilsner in my hand, it's a cry for help.
Yeah. Please, if you see me drinking a Pilsner, please talk to me, get information from me, see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm being kidnapped.
Yeah, yeah.
As we speak.
I could be kidnapped, or I could be just in a bad situation that maybe I could use your help to get me out of, whatever that is.
But, yeah, use your skills.
Yeah, use your skills. I'm having a Pilsner. Not everything is going right for me. All right?
This is what's happening.
Yeah, it could be that I'm just at a wedding and that's all there is. Okay. But still,
yeah,
okay. I'm like, I'm stuck at a wedding drinking Pilsners. There's a problem. If I'm drinking Pilsners, there's a problem. Either there's no other beer or I'm at a place where I can't get any other beer, which I guess is the same thing. But for some reason to me, that's a difference. But like, if I'm having a Pilsner, somebody has given this to me and said, hey, try this. I'm like, all right, I'll try your Pilsner. Or there's no other beer. And I'm like, okay.
No, I will not try your homebrew.
Yeah. If there's no other beer and then it's the only Pilsner, I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll drink it. I mean, I can drink it. It's a pill. It's not that hard to drink. It's beer. But, yeah. I don't have much choice in the matter. If there's a Pilsner. Yeah. And I guess that ends our voicemail and Pilsner discussion.
Damn it.
For today.
We're just getting started.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
This Baltic Porter is not bad, I gotta tell you.
Yeah?
I mean, again, it's not one I'm gonna purchase, but I'm not having a bad time drinking it.
Oh, nice. I'm drinking a Surly Logic Bomb Juicy Pale Ale.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Logic Bomb.
Logic Bomb.
How many
bomb.
Elks you running on that?
Magic Legs.
How many elks are you running on that?
That's a pale, so I'm going to guess 5.
5-9. Out game, 5-9.
5-5.
Oh, damn it. I'm over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, I didn't get up on stage for the Price is Right. Still in the pit.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tap. You have any beers you'd like to share with us that you drank this week?
Yes. None that I checked in, though.
Oh, my gosh. How's Untappd even making their money, man?
I know. They're going to fold if I don't start checking in. I better.
They're going to fold.
Yep. I better start checking stuff in. We found ourselves at a winery on Friday night.
Wow.
But post COVID, this winery is now brewing their own beer.
What? Wait, where are you at now? I wasn't paying attention until you just said that. So wait, where are you at?
Beer.
It's a beer.
Beer. So we went to Engelmann Cellars.
Okay.
It's in the
west side?
Western countryside of Fresno, California.
West Fresno County.
Fresno County Winery.
It's before Kerman. Like, not as west as Kerman.
Yes. Yeah, much right. before Kerman.
Okay.
Yeah, about maybe halfway. Like, Rolinda's actually closer than
I was
going
to say, Rolinda. Yeah.
Yeah. So Rolinda adjacent.
It's a Rolinda winery.
Rolinda wineries. I've been there before, and they've never had beer until this time.
Nice.
We went.
They knew you were coming.
They had all the all the options. Oh, no, I take that back. They had all the light beer options.
They have all the Baltic porters?
No Baltic porters, wow, nothing dark.
Jesus.
Yeah, no hell, dark man. Beers, all light beers.
Pilsners?
They have an American light lager.
Yeah. All right.
No, not good enough.
Yeah, I need a straight pilsner.
They had a blood orange pale ale.
Okay.
Which I had.
Nice. Wait, yeah. Wait, they made it? It has their name on it?
Yeah, it's, well, they... They a slight variation. So Engelmann with an E is the winery.
Right.
Engelmann with an A is the brewery.
Engelmann.
Engelmann.
Is he fisherman?
So, yeah.
Or is he always
apparently
looking
for they're animals? Making it in house. I didn't get to talk to anybody if they're contracting or.
I hope
or
we didn't just out them.
Yeah.
The Fresno County Board of whatever.
Weights and measures. So the blood orange was very orangey. It was almost candy like.
They're like, hey,
candy orange. Yeah.
Hey, good for them. They're making sure that ingredient it's in the name. They made sure.
They definitely made sure it was in the flavor. Yeah. They had a just a good old fashioned IPA, which I had a couple of those.
All right. Oh, yeah.
They had an American wheat ale. I didn't try that one.
Yeah. No bother. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wheat ales are the same in the same category as pilsners for me. Like, yeah, I'll have it if that's the only beer here.
Yeah. I think they had one more. So the pale IPA, wheat, light lager. I can't remember what the last, maybe a hazy. It had to be a hazy. It was every IPA, every pale ale version you could think of.
All right. Well, they want to make money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely into making money.
These dipships. So just put hazy on them all.
Yeah. So that was interesting. It was kind of fun. Made it for a nice night. I would have drank the wine, but I did not have to. So.
Exactly. Wine is situational. It's like a pilsner. It's like
it is. Yeah. At least wine is like 14 alks. So, I mean,
yeah. The you know wine. You're having a good time. Yeah. Talking about your story earlier and the culture of the mixing.
Uh huh.
Wine. Jesus, man. I can't. I still like wine is hardcore. Like.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody, like, really blinks twice at, like, wine mom driving home from a wine tasting. And I'm like, oh, that's fine.
Right?
Just had, like, 5 glasses of 14 alk wine. But, yeah. You know, but dude going home with your 2 6.5 IPA is like, oh, hold on, sir. You might be a drunk if you're drinking Baltic porters in a garage.
At 2 in the afternoon.
Sorry, I'm drunk, I guess.
Wine mom life.
Hashtag wine mom life.
It's a part of feminism. You don't understand.
All right, that's fine.
We can say shit because Rad Stacy's not here to correct us.
Yeah, that's what you get, Rad Stacy, not being here.
Yeah. Us saying, is it arrogant? No. What's the term?
I don't know. Idiots?
Yeah.
The term is idiots.
You, sir, are an idiot. Oh boy. Oh, and then Saturday night.
On the day.
Wow.
Oh, what do we got?
I hit the wrong button, but let's see what this
all
is.
Times came to Fresno. There was a celebration all throughout the town. There was rejoicing
on, Nick,
and
a,
laughter. Now forever
you know.
Laughter will never have to go to Bakersfield.
2-4.
They've still got no.
The 2-4. before.
So you have to stick with Aerosmith for now. And now Pablo's has Blazing World, Eureka Burger has Fortunate Islands, and Nick has Mega Black House in his fridge.
Yes, I do. Oh, that was a good day.
Remember
Black House? Those days. Black House. Guys, they put coffee in beer. They put coffee in a brown ale.
Guys, they put coffee in a brown ale.
Can you imagine?
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
When our producer Becky had, there was actually, you could actually find hazelnut browns.
Mm-hmm. World Market.
Yeah. Yeah, not from 3 years ago and that's still on the shelf at Cost Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of history on the show.
Wow. The modern times invasion. We lost our shit on that one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, we were like waiting. Yeah, that seems weird now, but like we were like waiting forever to get Modern Times of Fresno. We were
Mega Fortunate Island? Hell yeah.
We were telling everybody, like, get it to Fresno. And it came. We're like, oh my God. The best thing we've ever had. And now we're like, Modern Times? Oh my God.
Sell out.
Why would we do that? Wait, what other things did you drink, Nick?
Oh man. I went to the Outback Steakhouse.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Saturday. Oh
Foster's,
man. I bet
Foster's,
you can't guess what
Foster's,
I drink.
Foster's.
I bet you cannot
Foster's.
Guess what I drink.
It's not Foster's. This is my only guess at Outback. Foster's? Foster's?
Oh, yeah.
Foster's?
Two tall boys.
Hell
two
yeah.
Tall Foster's.
Wait. No, oh, the big handle mugs they got.
Yeah.
Giant mugs. It's like this Baltic Porter mug I got, but like
much yeah, bigger. There you go. Like 20, it's probably 21.5 ounces. It's probably not
yeah,
even 24 ounces.
You want the short or the tall? The tall. I'll take
this. The tall, yeah. The tall. I like my lager warm by the time I get to the bottom.
Yeah, I like the second half of my beer to be warm. So the tall.
Yeah. Give me the tall. So yeah, I did some Foster's.
Foster's Australian for beer.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
No.
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 But yeah. They'll let you believe it.
But Australia, I think the Australians don't think highly of Foster's. It's just, we're just like, oh, Foster's.
Yeah, they probably have way cooler beer. Cool.
You got
Koala
way cooler beer.
Ale.
Hey, mate, we got way cooler beer.
Ooh, eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus. Koala Bear IPA.
Koala Bear.
Koala Bear.
Wallaby darn.
Yeah, I know New Zealand's got all the hops. There's not that much space in New Zealand. Why? Like, I feel like they're taking up way too much space with all the hop plants.
That no, hops grow upward.
They go,
they
up.
Just go straight up.
They just like one little pole that goes like 100 feet up in the air. Like, oh.
They use it for their Christmas tree in the
yeah.
winter.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is our summer.
I need to grow some hops just to see. I'm going to grow some hops. Because like
okay.
Fresno, the valley, we can grow anything. We'll grow the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
We got, we'll
gotta get through
it.
That hard pan first. But then.
Yeah. Once you get through the hard pan, watch out. We'll grow it. So I'm going to see.
Watch.
We do have a harp. Uh-oh. Are we in the second hour yet? Second
Go
hour.
Oh boy, are we.
We do have a hop farm here. So. Just yeah. We do get a little bit warm for the hops. I don't think the hops like it that hot. I feel like.
Just trigger the hops. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I just smoked them. We'll be the leader in smoked hops. Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can smoke a hop like Fresno. Was that all your beers, Nick?
Yeah, that is my beer caught drinking.
Beer caught drinking. Rad _ Stacy with an E. If you'd like to see if she checked in anything this week, if she's checking in her Nashville beers, I had a Moonlight Brewing Company's Working for Tips. Was this? No, this is one last week. It is a, they call it a historical beer, a Groot beer. But,
wow.
Groot? It was just a, it was just like a, to me, it was like an ale, a spruce tipped ale, but wow, it was a pretty cool beer. It was a nice label and everything. There Does Not Exist, View from Tomorrow, double IPA.
Ooh, that's a great beer.
Yeah, great beer. Pure Projects Bonsai Black Pine, a double IPA. We got that one at the market.
Nice.
And then I got a tall boy of Hopnosis, the double Hopnosis.
Wow.
And that was pretty much it. I was keeping it low key this week. Okay. Trying to save on calories and save on cash.
So, ooh, the calories, yeah.
I contemplated maybe I'll do a sober September. Nobody does any, like, everyone's got, like, January, what's the January tagline?
Dry January.
Dry January, and then there's Sobertober, the October, chew your beer, coin that one, Sobertober. So I was like, sober September, maybe I'll do that. I was contemplating it. I don't think I'm going to do it, but I was just
Sobtember.
Sobtember. I was looking into it. If somebody really wants to do it, that's a listener, I might do it with them. Otherwise, never
mind. Wow.
Just because I've never done, you know, never done that since I've been 21.
I haven't been sober since 2013.
Yeah. So once I turned to, I was not one of those people that had fake IDs or like was at parties with beer and stuff. I started drinking when I was 20, basically, because my work crew, the night crew at Vaughn's in Lakewood.
Yeah, boy.
After on load nights, we would drink beer in the morning. Like we worked from 10 a.m. to 7 or 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And at 7:35 a.m., we would be in the parking lot drinking beers. And that was,
of course,
those basically was my first introduction to drinking beer. And that was, I was like 19, 20 years old. So I didn't do a lot of, teenage drinking like most cool people did. And so I started drinking when I was 21. So pretty, for the most part. And I can't remember a month. I have never gone a month without drinking. So that's just never been done before. So I was just thinking about it. I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
It's time.
I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah. Maybe you'll think all kinds of clearly.
Oh, God. That's scary. Maybe I'll start thinking. I'm like, oh, you know what?
Just walk up to a chalkboard and solve a physics problem. Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal. I stopped drinking.
No big deal.
Beer for a 2 days. I'm like, oh, wow. I guess you're not as big of an idiot as I thought you were. Nope.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Some cheers, Nick.
Cheers to Psycho Bear and Paul.
The Marine crew.
And I know them. If I'd known I get it could have happened in the East Bay, that would have been sweet. Cheers to cheers to Benj Clark. He's also an East Bay resident. Other side of the river, though.
He's up north there in what Pliny
Santa Rosa. Yeah, you know, it's only
he's close
45 minutes
he's
away.
He's close by.
Yeah. Yeah. My mind just emptied. cheers to Rad Stacy and hey, Hoppy everybody. For having to get it back in the old Tennessee.
Yep.
Next it's pretty week, rad stuff right there.
Well, you Rad Stacy fans, don't worry. We'll have her back mm-hmm. next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we bribed her. She's coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, cheers to all the golden gods. If you are a recent golden god, uh-huh. and I've sent out Facebook Porum invites.
Okay.
So I'm not saying you guys have to be in there or even are on Facebook, but if you are and are waiting for it, let us know because I'll resend it if you haven't gotten it yet.
There you go.
There is the Porum is part of the Golden God package.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a Golden God and you're like, I feel like I'm not involved in all the things I should be involved with, let mm-hmm. us know. You can find us.
Let me know. We'll get you in there somehow, some way. Sometimes I have to do it by email mm-hmm. to until I know your real username on Facebook. And then, but we'll get you in there one way or another. That's assuming you want to be part of it.
Yeah. And yeah.
It is available to you as well.
If something you feel like you're not getting, find Perfect Port Pod on social media or Mikey Top Pour or The Nick 80. One of these things. Find us and say, hey, man, blah, 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 blah. And we'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And you'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll be like,
yeah.
Blah, blah.
Access denied. I mean, granted.
Denied. Thanks for listening. Cheers to our golden gods. Like Nick said, you guys are cool. Thanks for giving us the money to operate the show every month. We really appreciate it. And cheers to the Porum. If you look, I noticed recently I hadn't been linking to the Discord group in the show notes like I thought was there. And so hopefully you'll see it there now. But if you were like, want that is not a Golden God thing anymore necessarily, at least the Loggerline channel and the Porum. So if you want to, or not the Porum. The Porum is a Golden God thing on Facebook, private group on Facebook. But the Discord channel, the Loggerline, should be open to anyone. If you look in the show notes, there should be a link. You're on Discord. And you can be in the Discord group. And you can see when they're still doing their Friday night get it's the Zoom on
Damn,
Zoom.
Damn, that's insane.
So you want to get in on those Friday night? You want to hang out with the listeners of the Perfect Four on Zoom on Friday nights? Just drink beer and talk and hang out. They still got it going. If so, you go through that Discord channel and see if somebody, usually somebody will say, hey, the Discord's going. You can message and say, hey, what are the numbers I need to be in there? And somebody else will give it to you. So that's still there. Thank you to everybody that shares the show and talks about the show. Really appreciate it. And we'll just keep doing it, man. Keep having fun. PerfectPourPod.com. And that's all we need to do. Thanks everyone for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Oh, man. Lots of great week. All the safeties.
Have fun.
Okay.
But first,
you gotta check your dates.